So you know how you don't laugh?
That's not true.
Right, but it's you don't laugh a lot.
I laugh tons.
So sometimes you don't laugh.
Sometimes.
When it, something's funny, you just sit there and go, you do that?
I'm taking in the comedic, like, humor of it and just
well, I have, doing that. Okay, great. I have a joke, and I just want to see, this is the test. This is the test. And if you laugh, I'll know that you're a laugher.
Oh, great.
Because my joke is going to be funny. It's guaranteed to be funny. Are you ready?
Now everyone's going to think I'm faking it.
Do you remember when you started your period 9 days ago?
Is that the joke?
That's not the joke.
Okay.
And then you go, good thing I have my diaper on. Welcome, everyone, to Should We Get Married with Kylie and Kyle? Special COVID-19 edish. Shit is crazy out there. It is happening. It is real life. Holy smokes, what is going on?
Social distancing episode, which they all are.
Yeah, we're having it. So we are a podcast about relationships. We are posing the question, should we get married? Should anyone get married? What is a relationship? What is a healthy relationship? We're going to fly through the cosmos of a relationship, getting into the nitty gritty, getting into the everyday stuff, and also the big ideas like marriage and so on and so forth. And if you want to support us, follow us on social media.
Stop.
On Instagram at SWGMpod. And then go to our website, www.shouldwegetmarriedpod.com.
Stop. I'm going to have to stop you right there and talk about that.
I was like firing.
I didn't even get a chance to talk about the diaper thing.
I was firing off on that intro, though. It was going really well.
It was really good, but
you're giving me the hatchet.
This podcast is not an opportunity to put me on blast and make fun of me.
I just wanted to check if you were a laugher, and I found out that you are, and it's touching. It's really nice.
Okay. So many layers to.
Is it okay that we talked about your period right at the top?
Sure, no problem.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, because I didn't ask permission. I do feel a little bad about it.
But for context, I mean, half the population has periods, so get over it. But
right, totally.
I hadn't had a period in like 5 years, 6 years, maybe. Decided to do no birth control for 3 months. Remembered, oh yeah, that's why we use birth control.
Yeah.
Is because you're not constantly worrying about getting pregnant and having a period, which is the worst. I felt like a teenager again. And so then I got the arm implant, which is a new version of the same kind of birth control hormone. And then just like, this is TMI. I'm on like day 9 of just bleeding. So
day 9.
That's cool.
Day 9 of bleeding out of your
puss.
That's
super cool. And I don't wear a diaper. Okay. I wear Thinks, which I found out from all my lady friends are like the thing to do now. And now I'm upset that we are talking about this.
So you were on an IUD. Mm-hmm. That's up the vag.
It's up in your ute.
They tie it in a knot up there.
No. And it's then a T. they place it in.
Okay, but that's the same hormone than the one in your arm right now?
Yeah, I think it's progesterone.
Okay, progesterone.
Progesterone.
Okay, and but right now you're getting really heavy periods.
Okay. It's one. It's the only one. It's the first one. I just got this thing in my arm, and it's not even the correct timing in my cycle. But so someone said, or I looked it up, and heavy bleeding,
mm-hmm,
outside of your normal cycle is a side effect. But I just thought, yeah, maybe once.
Right.
So maybe this is just a one-time thing.
So you'll ride this one out and see what happens.
Yeah.
Next.
For sure. If this happens again, I'm fucking done.
You're going back to IUD?
I mean, you've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me.
Me or?
The world. What is happening right now? I had to go our entire vacation.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, this is happening again?
Right. You had to get up several times, I remember.
Okay.
And go replace.
Let's just talk. Let's just move on.
Can I get back to the intro? Because
sure. I think you were done, though.
Was I done?
I think you did a good job.
Because what I wanted to say next was, please rate us on anything you listen to podcasts on. Give us a 5-star. Give us a quick 5-star. No big deal. If you like us, if you enjoy these conversations, it helps us out immensely. And also, thank you for listening. We're going to have some good ones. We're going to have some bad ones. We're new at this, and we appreciate you a big time.
Yes.
That's all I have.
I second all of that.
Now, can we just go back? Because you went off of birth control.
Yeah. How was that for you?
Well, it was scary, to be honest. It was really scary. Because we didn't go off of it. I think we would talk about it with friends and family, and the reaction from them was like, they were kind of caught speechless because most people, or I don't know what most people, some people, when people typically go, I don't know what I'm saying. Sometimes when people go off birth control, it is to have children.
Yes.
And so our family and friends are like, oh shit, what's going on? And then we'd say, it's not because of that. It's because Kylie hasn't been off birth control in a long time. And we kind of want to.
16 years. Just wanted to take a break.
Take a little breather. And then friends and family were like, is that really true, though? Are you just saying that? I'm sure they were skeptical about the whole thing.
Whatever.
But whatevs. And it was scary to me. It was really scary for me.
Yeah. You're just like, every time we did it, you're just like, well, I don't know, after.
Yeah, really. I was hanging on to the edge of the seat, really.
Yeah.
I was on the edge of the seat, living on the edge.
You almost acted like I was about to trick you or something.
No, I did not act that way. Yeah. I trust you.
You gave me some slanty eyes. You're like, yeah. So you're sure that your app said it was a Green Day?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, you were doing this app that you checked the cycle, right?
Yeah, it's the only FDA-approved, quote-unquote, digital birth control and or digital ovulation tool. Mm-hmm. So you can use it for either or, because you start to learn about your body and when things happen at what times in your cycle. And then you take your temp first thing and you wake up every morning. It's called your basal temperature, and it figures out when you're ovulating, and that's supposed to only be a 24-hour window, but semen can live inside of you for 5 days, I think. So you're not supposed to have sex before 6 days of ovulating. So there's really like a week period of time where you're supposed to be extra careful. And you and I, what extra careful means to us is not what it may mean to other people, because we're not about to like change the way we do things altogether.
Care to elaborate?
We're not going to start using condoms or anything.
Yes, that is true.
We both prefer not to do that with each other because that's our decision.
Okay. Yeah. So this app, would you use it if we ever decided to have kids? Would you use it for that purpose?
If we were like in a hurry, sure. Or if it was taking a while, but I think we could just kind of see what happens.
Just keep dumping it inside.
Some people just see what happens and they get pregnant, but it does seem like an awfully short amount of time where it can actually happen. So it'd be useful.
That's kind of nice to have kids get pregnant leisurely. Just keep on dumping it inside, just offloading inside until it happens, that kind of thing.
Sure.
I mean, just like, you know, riding it out.
Yeah.
And because like if you're not on a timeline, you can just dump it inside.
Yeah. Stop saying dump.
You didn't like just that?
Just pump and dump. I've been saying pump a lot when we're talking about sex, and Kyle just closes his eyes and is like, oh, stop saying pumps.
I don't like it when you say give it a couple pumps. In reference to sex.
Well, bringing it back to there were some not safe times that like the times we're not supposed to be having intercourse,
yeah,
according to the app.
Right.
But you know what? Sometimes you can't control what you want.
Yeah.
And we like to live on the wild side. So
wild card.
We'd go ahead with it anyway. And then, but we'd do the, well, okay, well, let's just do this, but not that. Or this and not that. And
can you be specific, please?
Sure. Like, maybe all in all, we're just supposed to fool around. It's like, hey, this is my ovulation day.
Hand stuff only.
Well, not only hand stuff.
Some mouth stuff and hand stuff.
Everything but P and V.
Everything but entering.
Correct. But
penetration.
In the heat of the moment, if you will.
Yeah.
That's hard for some people. Cause
oh, yeah.
If it's you tough. Aren't allowed to do something, you want to do that thing more than ever. And so in the moment, a few times, I'd say, like, you would want to stick it in.
Yeah.
And I'd say, okay, but you can do that, but no pumps.
There it is. There it is. The pumps. When you
no
say
no pumping, and then you'd get a few pumps in, and I'd be like, okay, we are done.
But there's something so hot about doing something you're not supposed to do.
Oh, yeah.
And it really elevated those moments a little bit, I will say.
Yeah, I agree.
It got a little extra passionate.
Yeah.
But then on the other end of it, after we're done, it's like, oh, shit.
You have one too many pumps.
You're off birth control. I went one too many pumps. And you never know what's going to happen next. But the good news is everything's cool, no babies, and you're on birth control and you're having 10-day periods.
I was so nervous going into the doctor's office to get this put into my arm because the first thing they make you do is pee in a cup and take a birth control test.
Oh, really?
Or what did I say? Pregnancy test.
Oh.
And
that felt like the same
thing. And it was
like
a young, somewhat attractive dude that took my pee, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He came into the lobby and he goes, Kylie? And I was like, yeah. And I followed him back there and he handed me a cup to pee. And I was like, I literally just peed in a lobby bathroom. So I don't know. And he goes, you know what? It only takes a couple drops. So just sit and like stick it there and just see if you can get a few out for me. And I'm just like,
is that what he said?
Okay. Yeah.
Just sit
and
get a few out for me.
I did it. You know, I got about a half an inch, no problem. And I was just really glad that I had a lot of water that day. And I handed it over to him. And like, I left the bathroom on the way out and he was kind of on the other side of the hallway waiting. And he looked at me. He's like, did you get it? And I was like, yeah. And I went back to the lobby.
Did you give him a wink?
Maybe.
When you handed him your hot pee? Did you just say maybe?
I don't know. I probably, in my mind, I was thinking like, this is a good wink moment. But I thought I'd maybe have to see him again.
Did I ever tell you about the time where I had to poop in a cup?
No. What for?
Well, I was going through all this stomach stuff. They thought I had Crohn's and all this kind of all this kind of thing. I
remember that.
Yeah, and I had to poo in a cup. Mm. And then, so if you think, because I've had a hand.
Well, how big is the cup?
It's the same fucking size.
What the fuck? What if you miss a little and get on?
I know,
hand?
Right?
Do they give you like a nitrile glove?
No. They just hand you the cup.
Come on.
Yeah, and then.
Can you stick the cup on the floor and just squat over it?
Yeah, I'm sure. You have the bathroom to yourself. So whatever you dream up strategy-wise, if you can pull it off, do it.
So what'd you do?
Well, I sat on the toilet and I put it under there.
On your butthole?
Yeah. And then I ripped off a couple of dumps right into it. And then
couple?
Yeah. In the, when you do the poop cup, I'm sure some P-cups stations are like this too, but there's like this door in the bathroom. There's this like flip door.
Mm-hmm.
And you set it there because if you think handing hot pee to somebody is awkward, because it is, because you can feel the warmth of your own urine and you're handing it to somebody and you know they can feel the warmth, that's weird to me.
I use the door, okay? I use the door, but has anyone ever opened the other side of the door at the same time when your door's still open inside the bathroom and then you make eye contact? Because that's weird. That's happened.
Sometimes I leave my side open the whole time just in case they want to check in on me.
Ew.
I'm just kidding. That's not true. I don't do that.
How's it going in there?
Hey, what's up? Everything going okay?
Dropping into the cup?
Are you aiming on it?
Oh, man.
Did you aim it?
Okay.
So, hey, we just got back from Texas.
Yeah. Yes. Last night.
Yeah. Speaking of kids, we went and saw your little nieces and your sister and your sister's husband. Yeah. Am I whistling into this mic the whole time?
No, not really.
But can you hear me whistle?
No.
Okay.
It's all good.
Hopefully it doesn't come through in the recording.
Yeah.
Anyways, we saw your sister and her family and your little nieces.
Oh, man, they're the sweetest. So
they're just the most amazing things ever.
Yeah, when we were going to leave, so their names are Kinley and McKenna, and McKenna is the younger one, and she was so upset and got real clingy towards the end, and she was crying. She didn't want us to leave. And by the way, she became Kyle's best friend when he was there.
We were buds.
Her little your little shadow.
Yeah.
And then like saying goodbye to them in the car. My sister moved to Texas, 3 years ago, maybe?
Wow. I thought it might've been longer. No. Has it only been 3 years?
It might be a little longer.
Okay.
It was maybe 3 Octobers ago, but, I'm just thinking every time they see a family member now, they inevitably have to say goodbye to that family member. And that's tough. They're so young.
That's good. And good for their character.
It reminded me what I'm missing out on a day-to-day basis. We used to live in a house that was not even across the street from their townhouse. It was like through this little tiny trail.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they were just right there.
So your sister's a listener to our podcast.
Yeah. Hi, Kaylin.
Hi, Kaylin. I would say this anyways. I want to just say that she was so gracious and so, she was really nice with her time and accommodating. That's the word I was looking for. She was so accommodating and she's such an amazing mom and, amazing caretaker and set us up and everything felt really cozy and even keeled. And there weren't like, you know, when you stay at somebody's house sometimes and like things are a little off in areas and you have like
people are stepping around each other's personalities sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you have the talks with each other like, hey, what's up with that? Or whatever that thing is. You always have those little talks with each other when you're laying in bed at night. Like, what was up with that? You know, that kind of thing. There was none of that over there.
Nope.
It was so fun. Board games, video games, dinners, movies.
Yep.
Hanging out with the kids, roughhousing.
You guys played golf.
Tickle fights, played some golf. It was puzzles. It was so, so amazing. And it was just the best. It was the best. We went and saw a movie at the Alamo Draft House.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always wanted to go because they don't have one. At least there might be one in Seattle now, but they don't have one of those in Washington, an Alamo Draft House.
Well, no. So we were in San Antonio, where home of the Alamo. So
yeah.
I think that's only a Texas thing.
No. I think they're up the West Coast a touch.
Have IPIC.
I think there's an Alamo Draft House in New York, as a matter of fact.
Is there?
Yeah, it's a chain. It's moving.
Oh, it's cool.
But those theaters are amazing. Mm-hmm. I love them. I'm not a big fan of sitting and eating during the movie, getting service and stuff. I'm actually not that big of a fan of that, but the whole experience was really good.
Yeah.
But anyways, back to the topic at hand. San Antonio, Texas.
Jump on it.
And we went downtown for one night.
Downtown. hometown.
Which, by the way, they didn't give us any guff. You know, we were there for family, but we wanted a night to ourselves and stay downtown, get kind of the city feel of San Antonio, which San Antonio is weird. It's like, by the way,
because it's a city.
It's huge. It's really spread out. It's not like concentrated where it's like, there's the city. Like we have Seattle, that's Seattle. It's so vast and spread out because Texas, that's just kind of like slow rolling hills and, you know, lots of space out there where
you're in a city. Yeah. Like when you go downtown,
is a downtown.
Right. And it's got cool buildings. It's got, it almost has like a city vibe. Like it a little bit reminded me of Seattle, but cooler, older buildings, which reminded me of New York. But it's like, there's no traffic. There's almost no cars.
Yeah.
Altogether.
And there's no people.
No people.
And then here's the thing. When there's this river, there's this little thin river that runs through the city.
Yeah.
And then you go below onto this river walk, mm-hmm. and everyone's down there. There's restaurants, there's shops, there's vendors, there's all kinds of little things happening. There's a mall on one end, and then on the other end, there's, I guess there's an amphitheater. And then around all that, if you take another route, there's the Alamo, you know, the actual Alamo, which we went to, and that was a lot of fun.
We walked for 7.5 miles.
But it was really interesting. It was cool to see another city, and I love it, and I want to travel mm-hmm. more. I get so stuck in my ways at home and stuck in my own comfort zone. I love to travel.
Same here. So that being said, though,
mm-hmm.
all this coronavirus stuff was unfolding while we were there, and we had to have a few talks as a group and as you and I of like, do we need to go home? Are we going to be able to get home? And so that there was like a one day in particular that was pretty anxious because we were worried that the state might shut down and we weren't sure if travel would be banned. So
yeah,
a little bit weird.
And they were out of toilet paper there as well,
yeah,
which is completely absurd and hilarious. And what is up with that? It's got to be some sort of a herd mentality situation why everybody gravitates towards the toilet paper.
Yeah, huh? And they only had their first confirmed case when we were down there. So we were coming from a hot zone, and then we were in a place where they now had one case, but still the grocery store shelves were emptying. And we were like, whoa.
Yeah.
That was happening really soon. We're used to this whole Washington situation right now. And then like when I met people, I didn't want to tell them I was from Washington.
No, we wanted to definitely avoid telling them we were from Seattle.
Yeah.
For sure. Even though we're healthy and everything's great, we could be carriers, I guess. There's always a chance of that. And so we had to talk about having kids there, though, over dinner. Yeah. We talked about it a little bit.
Yep, we were just eating our barbecue down on the Riverwalk, and Kyle said, so, do you think we should have some kids?
Nice pause.
Is that what you said?
That was a very dramatic pause there.
Yeah.
I said, what do you think about kids?
Let's revisit this.
Yeah. Should we talk about it? What do you think about that? And should we have them? And let's talk about it. And we did. We talked about it a little bit.
Yeah.
It wasn't a very long conversation, but ultimately it was, you're never going to be ready. I'm never going to be ready. There's always that, but, I don't know. I don't know if I really want kids. I don't know.
Well, both you and I continue to go back to the fact that we both want to keep growing our careers and see where those go.
Right.
And having kids is such a huge commitment. And then if we both want to still work, then there's the whole time off versus child care, and then you're just like working more to pay for child care. So we're pretty content with our lives the way they are. And I'll speak for myself. I love being an auntie. Being an aunt and an uncle with you, it was really fun when we were down there. I really hope my sister will move back up here someday. I'd love to have them close by, but I could put my efforts there for kids.
Yeah.
And then if I change my mind eventually, we could just be like a cool 40-something
Nope.
Having babies.
No. 40 something. I would be 40 something.
I might be able to have a kid when I'm 40. You never know.
Yeah. Then you'll be 60 when they're 20, though.
So?
Yeah, that doesn't matter. Ultimately, what does any of it matter? You know?
Yeah.
We just do us, and that's what counts the most. Sure. But seeing them hanging out with their kids and being around them and doing the parent, mom and dad thing over there was really cool. I really loved it. And
Me too.
I was just really grateful for that. And I'm looking forward to going back.
Me too.
One of these days, if they'll have us. And I hope we didn't annoy them so much, too much.
Yeah, we're very different. We live much different lifestyle.
Yeah.
But they, you know, I don't think they mind.
Yeah.
I think my sister and I begin to understand each other more and more the older we get.
Right. Are you going to be working on your nails this whole podcast?
Okay.
Are you distracted? What are you thinking about? Are you bummed that I opened this thing up with the period talk?
No.
Okay. You are, though. You just said no, and then you had a look.
Okay, listen. The minute...
You're still working on your nails. What is going on?
Let me explain. Anyone out there that gets their nails done, which I hardly do, but when I do it, it's because I want to stop biting my nails. But when you get the powder dip or shellac, they start to grow out and they get too long for me. And then eventually they start to peel off. But the minute they start to peel even a little bit,
you got
to
keep going.
You can't stop touching them.
Yeah, I can see that.
I can't leave them alone.
I can see that for sure.
And that's happening right now.
Real time.
There's four left. And just question.
I'm trying to do this podcast, okay, and you're over there just hammering out those nails.
The first two came off on the airplane. So let me ask you a question.
Okay.
I had an aisle seat. There was an empty seat in the middle.
That flight home was so annoying, by the way.
It was very bumpy.
Yeah. And the people, everyone was annoying.
Yeah.
The stewardesses and the steward I were annoying.
Okay, well, the
chick. What's a male stewardess?
I think it's just stewardess.
Okay, like nurse. They're a nurse.
Yeah.
Even though it's kind of like a female, it's female.
I don't agree with that.
Well, yeah, ultimately it's
boom
asexual,
roasted.
But it has like things are more female or more male, or what's it called? More masculine, more feminine?
It's a feminine. Societally, yeah.
It's a feminine, sure, type of title.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. We got that out of the way.
It has been in the past.
Back to the nails.
So no one in between.
This is fun. Let's keep talking about the nails.
And then a lady and her like under 1 year old baby on her lap in the window seat.
Which, by the way, really amazing. Awesome. Yeah.
And nails start to come off. I need to peel this off and then find somewhere to put it. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I emptied out my candy box. I start to dump them in there. And then the nail's so long, I need to cut it. I've got nail clippers in my bag. I take my nail clippers out. I'm starting to clip my nails.
I saw you do this.
And I'm aware that this is probably so annoying to other people.
I'm so happy you brought this up.
And I'm mortified that it's happening.
Oh, trust me. I was very embarrassed. I couldn't believe it was happening. I saw it on the corner of my eye. I did one glance and I looked forward really quickly. And I was just thinking in my head like, oh my God.
Why didn't you say something?
Because, like, you know, I don't want to point out everything.
Well,
and just, like, we got to let go of a few things. But now that we're talking about it, how dare you?
Is it okay that I'm aware of this, but I was really desperate to take care of these two nails? Is that okay?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not. I do not approve. You're still working on the nails.
I could see the lady looking at me too.
This is very frustrating. You can't let those nails go. Kylie, I'm trying to do a podcast
okay.
here.
Okay. And the other thing is,
are we both here?
Yeah. The other thing is, I started watching Transparent, the TV show, which I know I'm late to the game on that, but there's a lot of seasons.
How dare you watch the show after the majority of people watched it?
Okay.
How dare you?
Calm down.
How dare you?
Okay, it's really good.
Okay.
It's really good. And I was watching it on an airplane. And anytime you're watching something on an airplane that's got nudity and sex and like drugs and weird shit going on, I'm fully aware that the people behind me are probably looking. And so I'm like managing that the whole flight too. Like I'm taking it from my iPads up in front to like, okay, I'm going to hold it down below my lap. So I'm like, not only will people can see this, there's like full on bush and pee and vagee. It's crazy. So it was a very anxious flight.
Yeah. You were busy. You had a lot on the list there. You had a lot to do. Me, I just played my Nintendo Switch.
All right. Calm down.
Played some Zeldies.
Calm down.
All right. So you want to talk about a few things because the world is on fire right now.
Right.
The coronavirus is a real thing and we need to be smart about it. And it's also weird. And things are closing. We're supposed to self-isolate and all of this business. So without further ado, everyone, Kylie Simmons with... Oh, I was doing a whole
Go
thing.
Ahead.
You shut me down really hard
Go
right
ahead.
There. I don't know. I don't feel good about it now.
So.
Without further ado, Kylie Simmons. Yes.
I've been here the whole time talking, though.
Kinda. You were working on your nails hardcore the whole time. Now that it's your thing, now that you're hosting, now you'll stop working on your nails. Great.
How do you live with me?
How do you live with me? More like it.
Diapers and nails and stuff. Limitation on pumps.
Oh, babe. You did limit the pumps.
Only when it was necessary. Now it's full pump anytime.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anytime?
Okay. I have some questions. Yeah, anytime.
I don't know about that.
Okay. I have some ideas that I want to run by you for things we could do during coronavirus social distancing isolation.
Okay.
But first, a couple questions for you.
Okay, please.
One is, we just got back from vacation. We don't have any like fresh food in our... And I want to go grocery shopping. Kyle doesn't think I should go to the grocery store.
Can I just real quick?
Sure.
We'll talk about the grocery store in a second, but I have a problem with the word vacation.
Well,
using the word vacation. It was a visit.
Time off from work.
It was a family
traveling.
Visit. Yeah.
Sure. Vacation for you is like chilling on a beach.
Yeah, that's a vacation for everyone.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
All right.
So we just got back from traveling.
A family visit.
Sure.
Okay.
And
you don't have to use it, but I strongly suggest.
Okay. So you don't want me to go to the grocery store?
Okay, back to that. Yeah, man. I mean, we're not supposed to. Number one, we don't need to.
But if I don't go now, it's going to get worse. There's going to be less stuff on the shelves, or we might get to like a more of a shutdown situation, and then we may run out of food.
So grocery stores are allowed to be open.
I'm going to run out of coffee. Okay, do you understand what that's going to be like?
I just emptied a whole coffee thing.
Looks like about 1 week's worth of coffee.
When I brewed it for you this morning.
Thank you.
Because I'm amazing. Uh-huh. Okay, so the grocery stores are allowed to be open per city and CDC and all of those regulations. Number two, they're being restocked. Although toilet paper is probably running out like crazy because people are fucking nuts.
Don't get me started.
It's the most hilarious thing ever. Like, let's skip the water aisle and the medicine aisle and the canned food aisle.
Well, hold on a sec.
At least skip it more than the toilet paper.
Those are emptying out too.
Yeah, but I mean, the toilet papers already had been gone by the time all those other important aisles, more important aisles, were lower.
It's just a mob mentality. People don't.
Yeah.
Know that this situation's happening until they see the emptying aisle, and then they're like, "Oh, everyone else is buying toilet paper. I better get some too."
Right.
And
which
then
is
that starts happening with everything.
Which is like another thing that I'm trying to practice. Which is there's a lot of information out there, but I want to kind of do like a peer review, compare and contrast with all the other information. Listen to the people who are smarter than me. Talk about the thing that I don't know much about and then follow their rules of guidance or their recommendations of guidance.
That's smart.
That's fair enough, right?
Super fair.
Okay, so I'm hearing we should social a distance and isolate. So stay in your house as much as you possibly can.
Sure.
And I think you should stay away from the grocery store today. But
what about tomorrow?
So when we need to go, when we need to go to the grocery store, go ahead and go. Huh. But we don't need to today. And the more, so the more we can step out of the way, the better. But I, having said that, I see it your way too. I would just, if it were me, I wouldn't go today.
I tried to do Amazon Fresh, no deliveries available. I tried to do a pickup for Prime Now, no delivery pickup times available.
Dude, it's like, it's crazy out there.
Everything is unavailable.
And by the way,
high demand.
Judging by what the market's doing right now, yeah. I don't know if anyone is a stock nerd. Dude, we might be heading into another recession.
Well, that makes sense. As long as this is happening, businesses are shutting down. Yep. People are losing. Right.
It only makes sense because the economy is directly affected by people doing the things that are suggested that they do.
Yeah. So it's, I think my guess is it's a different kind of recession, and it's directly correlated to something that is happening right now in society, which is the coronavirus. And when that ends, we'll probably see it just start to go back up. But like a real recession is like fucking total dip and then downward, right? Like, takes a long time to go back up.
Yeah, this might be a bigger bounce back instead of the stair climb that it usually is. But you never know. We'll see. We'll see.
Okay, so, one more thing about the toilet paper thing.
Okay.
Hey, everyone. There was a time when toilet paper didn't exist and we used other things.
Yeah.
Or like...
like water.
Not having water. Yeah. So
like the shower's right there, bro.
I bought you a bidet for Christmas, so we could hook that up. Yeah. But I know everyone doesn't have a bidet, but like there are worse things to run out of than
toilet paper. Totally.
Also, hop in the shower.
Yes. Right. Hop in the shower. Yep.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, social distancing.
Yeah.
I was about to text a small group of our friends who I miss dearly, and we have game nights and things like that. I was going to see how they feel because I understand that we're so supposed to social distance, but if everyone in a small group is healthy, not sick, is there harm really in getting together at one person's house with just those people, not going out other places in public and spreading, not passing, whatever, just getting together? Is that, are we supposed to not do that?
No, we're not.
No, we're not supposed to do. No, we're not supposed to do that.
We're not supposed to do that.
Okay. What about going on a hike? Open air, no touching.
Right.
With friends. That seems okay.
That seems great. Okay. Yes.
Okay. So we can agree that we don't have to like not see people indefinitely.
Right. Yeah, it's really tricky. This whole thing's really tricky. Because if it gets really bad, we could potentially be doing things that are part of the problem and not a part of the solution.
I just think...
but it's really hard to judge. And again, I'm not smart enough to judge it. And...
well, what it will come down to is... if there are six people in this group I'm talking about, it's up to each one of those six people to opt into getting together, I suppose.
Well, yeah, they're going to do that anyways, of course.
One of them might not feel comfortable, and then it's off, and that's fine.
Okay, sure. Yeah, no, I'm down to do it, by the way.
Okay.
I'm down to do it. But here's the thing is one of them might be, any one of these people might be a carrier.
So if one of them is a carrier... are they inevitably going to pass it and then we all become carriers? But if we're just all going back to our houses, will it matter?
It depends. It depends on how it's transmitted. It's transmitted through
spit, saliva.
Yeah, and air, like breath.
I thought it wasn't airborne.
Oh, okay. Well, see, that's, I don't know a lot about it. And also,
I thought it wasn't airborne, and that's why it's not necessary if you're not sick to wear a mask. But that's the thing is,
well, if you sneeze and you wear a mask, then you won't get anyone else sick.
No, you're supposed to wear a mask if you're sick.
I know, but if you're not sick and you, or if you don't have symptoms and you are a carrier and you sneeze and you have a mask on, other people won't get sick.
Okay. And well, and that's why we're supposed to social distance. You're not supposed to be around strangers right now. You're not supposed to be within 6 feet of people. So,
right.
I mean, we are on an airplane. So,
and in an airport.
Uh-huh.
And
so we're supposed to trust other people to not come out if they're showing signs. But like you're saying, you can't tell if people are carrier.
Oh, yeah. It's so complicated.
It's crazy. So washing the hands, not touching your face, those are the
big ones. I can't not touch my face. I'm trying, but now I'm aware of all the face touching that I'm doing. And
oh, I think here's my justification for touching the face is if you had just washed your hands, all good.
Maybe if you wash them, I mean, really well.
How are you going to wash your face in your daily routine? You got to use your hands to do it.
Bed. Oh, okay. Yep.
Where were you going with that?
I don't know.
Were you going to say you don't wash your face?
I wash my face.
Yeah, no, I don't wash my face.
I know, but it was just an interesting way that you had worded it. Okay. So the point is, the amount of information going around out there is crazy. I've heard like really silly things.
Right.
And really things that to me sound like they could be legit. So who really knows? And staying home is probably the safest thing ever.
There are people that really know though. We should listen to them.
Well, who are they? And how do I?
The guy who's the head of the infectious disease, that guy knows.
Okay.
And he's saying to do these certain things, which is...
So we listen to him. We don't listen to anything on social media that anyone else is posting.
Well, no, they might have right information. You got to compare and contrast. You have to use your own brain. You got to not be a dumbass with this stuff.
Yeah.
You got to not be a dumbass and not be so hardcore on it that... you'll end up hurting yourself.
What amount of the population do you think is dumbass?
If I were to put a percentage wise?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's complicated because I fall into that category. I think everyone falls into that category from time to time on the daily.
Ooh. I agree.
Yeah.
We don't all know everything.
Totally. And I'm also making mistakes, and I remember the last time I put the potato chips in the fridge because I had a brain fart.
You've done that?
Yeah. You haven't done that?
You keep your candy bars in the fridge, which...
Well, that's a specific reason. Listen to me. Listen to me very carefully. The candy bars, when they're too warm, there's not a nice bite to that chocolate. It's too melty when you go into whatever's in between the chocolate. Okay. When it's in the fridge, sometimes you go frozen, but the fridge is a nice compromise, especially on the hot days, and you pull out a Kit Kat or whatever out of the fridge, and it's nice and it has a nice bite.
Okay. All right, hear me out. When something is super cold and hard, you lose some of the taste.
Yeah, I agree. But when you melt it up in your mouth, the flavors come back. Yeah, when it warms up, it comes back.
That could take a while.
Yeah, well, you just got to be a little patient.
Okay. Well, we don't have any candy bars, everyone, because we can't go to a grocery store.
We got a Reese's peanut butter cup in there.
We have, okay, things we can do during the coronavirus isolation.
Is this next on the list?
Can I pop off some ideas for you?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. There's a lot.
Okay.
I might skip some.
All right.
We could do P90X every day.
Ooh.
Every morning.
Okay.
This is it. Can't go to the gym.
Can I just tell you my love affair with Tony Horton?
Yes, I know.
He's just the best. He's so wholesome.
He's so cheesy to me.
Oh, I love it. I think he's hilarious and nice and, you know, about fitness and health. And he doesn't push an agenda on you other than it's okay to be better than you were the day before. And my favorite fitness phrase is do your best and forget the rest.
Yeah.
And that came from him. And I think he's just the best. He's just the best.
You can use that phrase everywhere.
I know. That's the genius of it, man.
Okay. Right. So do you want to do that?
I mean, we'll talk about it, whatever.
We're talking about it right now.
Right now.
Yeah.
Do I want to do P90X every day during this isolation?
What else are you going to do?
Well, let me ask you this question. Do you want to do P90X every day?
Yeah. I want to start working out, and I've wanted to for a long time. I can't get into a groove or a routine. Stop picking up my list.
Okay.
Okay. I see your eyes wondering. And I'm not going to be commuting to work because I've got work from home situation for at least the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So that saves me 2 hours a day and just less stress and less tiredness to where I feel like I'm going to have time to both work out and which means getting into a routine.
Okay. Sure. I'm in.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Next idea.
Okay.
We can start our, we can watch the top 100 movies of all time and use our scratch-off poster we got for Christmas to start knocking them off.
So you got me that poster for Christmas, this scratch-off poster has the top 100 movies, which, where did they get that list? Was it IMDb or Google or what? Did they consult experts? There's a main
guy that for sure knows all of the information, and that's the guy we listen to.
It's one main guy?
Yeah.
Why can't it be a girl? Why has it got to be a dude? How dare you? Hashtag feminism. How dare you?
I was just mimicking what you said about the coronavirus.
There is the guy, the head of infectious diseases, happens to be a dude, and he knows what's best.
Can we move past this part? It could be a woman. It's probably a woman.
Okay, anyways, we have this poster. When you gave this poster to me for Christmas, did you think, because there is a level of cheese to it. Well, it's a scratch-off poster that we're supposed to put up, and everybody looks at it.
You don't like it? It's for us. It's sort of like a date night thing. It's like...
Yeah, no, I'm into that.
We love movies, and I haven't seen a lot of them on there. You may have not seen some of them on there, and we've certainly haven't watched them together. So it's just like a fun thing to do.
Well, to answer your question, I'm hella down with that. Hella, big time down.
Oh, I hate the word hella.
What?
It's not even a word.
Do you remember there was this big phase that humans went through not too long ago, I think early aughts.
Saying the word hella?
No. Well, yeah, that was part of it. But people went through this phase where they thought certain words were gross or they hated them.
Oh, like moist?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter how you feel about it.
But moist is a real word.
And I don't like how somebody's like, oh, I hate that word. It's very, very not cool. And you just did it. So now that was on my top 100 list of moments I don't like in our relationship.
Okay. Well, this isn't a me like you, me no like you. This is ideas of what to do during coronavirus. So do you want to do the poster?
I'm hella down.
Okay. Starring all the ones that you agree to. We could have sex every day.
This is quite the question here. Here's the thing.
Have we ever had sex every day for 2 weeks in a row?
This is a lot of daily stuff.
We could see how much we like it.
We're not going to have time for anything else at this point. If we had any more onto this list.
Every other day? We could swap with P90X and then sex.
You're still on your period.
I don't think it's even a period at this point. I think it's just blood.
Okay. But it's not actual blood. It's your uterine lining.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about my uterine lining anymore on here.
Okay.
Are you okay with that?
All right. I'm sorry. I thought we were practicing vulnerability and we can just get
we
it
did.
All out.
We did. Everyone knows now. Okay. So. Well,
I do not undo that star. I don't agree with sex every day.
Okay.
Cross
just
that out.
Just stick with a regular sex routine. Baby.
Which I'll initiate.
Not always.
Always.
Mm.
If you count 1,998 times out of 2,000, that's always.
Okay. Why'd you choose 2,000?
I don't know. I just wanted to choose a big number. We've been together for 7 years. Mm-hmm. We've had sex a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. A lot of pumps. Okay. Weekend hikes with friends. We already agreed that's okay, right? As long as our friends agree.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to send out a
that
text.
Sounds hella dope.
We could eat our Harry Potter candy from Universal Studios.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Let's do that.
Really?
Oh, 100%.
Okay, 100%. I have a little note here, because last time when we were talking about our trip to...
You know what sounds good right
Universal
now?
Universal Orlando?
Ice cream.
Okay, stop. Are you reading my notes?
Oh, is that on there?
Okay, just let me say this.
Okay.
When we were at Harry Potter World at Universal Orlando...
Yep.
We kept getting butterbeer. You love butterbeer.
Love it.
Okay. So
not daily. If you're about to go on and do another daily
not
thing.
Not daily.
Okay.
You can either get regular butterbeer, which is like fizzy, like a fizzy drink.
Yeah.
Or you can get, it's like a frosty version of it. It's like a frozen butterbeer.
Okay.
Right? And it's very icy and cold, but you still kind of drink it.
Yes.
And Kyle opted in for the frozen one at one point. And he was drinking it and he was... explaining that you really wish there was an ice. Okay, wait, hold on. You can also get butterbeer ice cream.
Right. You got to go into the.
You tried all three of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But you were having the ice cream and you kept saying, I really wish they had just like a butterbeer, like ice cream drink. And I was like, okay, well, you don't like the frozen one or the ice cream? Like, those both are pretty close. He's like, and he kept saying, no, more like an ice cream drink. You know? I just want to be like, it's kind of like ice cream, but you get to drink it at the same time. And I was like, you mean like a butterbeer milkshake?
Yeah, I could. I wasn't lining that up. See,
you said it like five times, too. You couldn't.
That's a fair example of... me being a dumbass. I couldn't find the word milkshake. It wasn't even a thought.
No.
In fact, had
you
thought about it.
You thought it was a new thing. You were like, it sort of tastes like
I did.
Creamy, but you're drinking it at the same time. Because this frozen one's good, but if it were more like ice cream. I also think it was more funny when we were there.
Yeah, you had to be there.
Okay, so we're going to eat our ice cream. Cool.
Okay.
We could do a live podcast or a video podcast next week.
Yeah, we've been talking about that a little bit. I'd like, there's some pre-production to do there. Mm-hmm. It's a whole thing and it's live.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we've been doing these
dressed.
We've been doing these, I know. Yeah, me too. We've been doing these podcasts live. Like we haven't edited them.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, something crazy happens. So I think it's a possibility. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
All right. Okay. I'm going to star that one. Okay, here we go. Mm. We each choose a book that the other person has to read.
Oh my God. Here, we're back to reading out loud to each other?
No, not out loud. I just choose a book that you have to read, and you choose a book I have to read.
I don't understand. Like, this all takes too much time. I have work to do. I don't have time to read.
Oh, you work... You work when you're watching TV?
That's wind down time. You want me to
reading
replace
a book is wind down.
You want me to replace my TV time with book time?
You can't fit time in ever to read books.
What is this, 1955?
Okay, so this one's a no.
No, I've been needing to read more because all I do is read articles and shorthand style stuff and research and stuff online or on my phone or on my computer or whatever. I haven't read a book in probably a couple of years now. So, but
you probably want to choose your own book.
Well, I don't know about that. I just don't think I'm not prepared. I'm not mentally prepared for that question because I don't know if I want to get into a book right now.
I'm going to put an X.
Okay. I'd rather watch movies. I'd rather watch movies.
Well, we got 100 to watch, so.
Okay.
We could start to doomsday prep. We could get some earthquake backpacks together, some end of the world backpacks, or we could start to turn our basement into a fallout shelter.
Are those real questions or are you making a jokey?
I'm mostly joking.
Okay.
Mostly. I think we need the earthquake backpacks if we're talking real talk.
Well, we just got our REI dividends.
How did I get $30 back? I bought all that search and rescue stuff and then you get like $200.
Well, maybe you got to spend some to get some. Well, here's the thing is we could peruse REI and maybe get some good things, especially if we're going to do some camping this year and REI, ooh. I mean, and hiking. And yeah. And we have those 20% discounts.
So I cried earlier a little bit.
Yeah.
Because everything for search and rescue, trainings, outings, everything has been canceled.
Yeah.
And including rigging month. And in fact, it's actually a month and a half where like you're in three classes a week and every weekend you're on the mountain learning how to rig, going over the edge, doing that whole thing. I did it last year. It was wonderful. I made friends there. Sometimes you're camping and they canceled that this morning and I am so sad.
That sucks, honey. I'm sorry.
I'm so sad. But then I took a shower and I remember we are all going to be sad about something that's either getting canceled or now we can't do, or maybe you had a vacation you wanted to go on, but we still just don't have it nearly as bad as other people. People in China are in
Italy.
Insane lockdown. Italy, not even coronavirus wise, but like there are plenty of third world countries that have all kinds of infectious diseases that they deal with on a daily basis. And we're like over here, like slowly easing into this coronavirus.
That's
thing.
Good, babe. It's good. It's good to do that. Anyway, perspective.
Anyway, I'm sad. Okay.
Gratitude and perspective.
Yeah. All right. Well,
but that does suck. I was looking forward to that camping trip too because I was going to go this year.
Actually, I'm gonna text them because I think we can still all go camping and just not do the rigging part.
Well, I don't think they would do it underneath.
That's like
they'd have to do it on. Outside of search and rescue, because search and rescue would need to follow these protocols.
We do it on our own. So it's like an unrelated thing.
I'm hella down.
Okay. We could take a motorcycle ride on Modi around the San Juan Islands.
Whoa. That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really cold though. I mean, it's getting up to like in the 50s, but sustained riding in the 50s is really cold. Wind chill is gnarly on a motorcycle.
Yeah, that's true. I'd have to have all the right gear.
But I'm definitely down for a ride. I don't know if around the San Juans is
a little too intense. You need a backrest if I'm going to do that.
Well, here's the thing is I'm not particularly fond of the idea of going on long rides with anyone on the back.
I know.
I got that motorcycle just for me, and I think if we were to go on any kind of ride other than to Marysville and back or whatever, the next town over and back, is I think you should get your motorcycle license and we should rent a bike or borrow one, that kind of thing, because that is way more fun. Way, way more fun.
I do agree. And I was talking about doing that this summer, but I bet you all those are getting canceled.
Yeah.
Those classes.
Yeah, but it's good to sign up because if you don't sign up now, honey, you won't be able to get a motorcycle endorsement until next year. And I would suggest getting one whether you like, you'll find out if you like riding motorcycles there and you can use it or not. You don't have to ever ride a motorcycle after. Those motorcycle endorsement classes make people better drivers in and of themselves. So I highly suggest doing that and just, you know, having fun with it.
Okay. That was my last idea, but now I have two questions.
Okay. Fire away.
If you were to go in this situation not knowing what's going to happen, or if you're ever going to be able to go to the grocery store again, you go to the store today and you're allowed to buy three things that'll last you during this entire epidemic. What would they be?
Just three one item things?
I mean, three unlimited amounts but three things you have to choose.
Okay, and what is the situation outside? Coronavirus is getting far worse, and it's become...
All right, let's reword this. Okay. You're on an island. You can choose three things to bring with you.
Oh, okay.
Unlimited amounts survive.
To survive.
You have your basic essentials.
Okay.
You have survival essentials.
I'm
talking like your favorite food. Like, what do you need?
Oh, okay.
What do you got?
Well, I would think really pragmatically if in this situation, I wouldn't say like, I grab Kit Kat bars and potato chips and roast beef. I would say like probably flour and rice and let's see what else can last a long time and keep me satiated and alive. Probably bottled water.
What are you going to do with flour if that's all you have?
Mix it with water and bake it. Find some other herbs and spices and things, sugars on wherever you're going and infuse it with that. Because it's hard to mill flour on your own, but you can find ingredients to make something out of it.
What would that even make?
It would make carbohydrates... keep you alive is what it would make, and it would be hard to find protein, so I'd rather just hunt for it or something like that.
Interesting. Okay,
hey, you ask the question. I answer them. Okay, same question back to you. What three things would you grab? This is gonna be great. I can't wait.
Cheez-Its. Unlimited amounts of Cheez-Its.
Really, in this situation, you would actually go and get Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its are like a superfood, actually. There's some vitamins in there and stuff.
But seriously, you would actually go and grab Cheez-Its in a life and death, can't ever go back to the grocery store again situation.
Yep.
What is, who are you right now? Why are you being so defensive?
Look, what's the difference between Cheez-Its and flour, really? There's way more nutrients in Cheez-Its.
I don't even know where to start, man. These eyes and faces you're making at me are hilarious and
I
very
can't
frustrating.
Believe flour is so nutrient.
Back to the flour?
Cheez-Its are so nutrient dense compared to flour. Flour and water?
Yeah, okay, if we're
you can't even bake it.
Are we on jokey jokes or are we on the three things that you would get
okay,
to survive.
Second thing.
Okay. Cheez-Its are delicious, for the record. If we're on the record, Cheez-Its are amazing and delicious. You can just have them melt in the roof of your mouth.
I wouldn't choose water because we have a tap in the sink.
Don't you dare choose something practical after Cheez-Its. You're already on one way. You might as well choose ice cream.
I'm just saying I would not choose water because we have a tap full of water.
Okay, well, the infrastructure.
Like, why are people buying bottled water right now?
Infrastructure might run down. If people are dying at a massive rate, that kind of thing?
I don't think so.
No, it will. Like, our water needs to be purified and ran through the machines in order to come to us.
And you think that many people will die to where we can't even manage their water system?
Yeah, you're giving me a situation. If we're saying choose your three favorite foods, that's cool. But you put this into the context of this coronavirus is going to get way worse. The grocery stores are closing.
I just want to say, if you're going to go to the grocery store right now, you can only get three things. What would you get?
Yeah, but why is it closing? Like, is it closing and it's opening the next day?
No, you don't know how long it's going to be closed for. Could be 2 months. Could
okay.
be a year.
Okay. Could be a year?
You don't know.
Grocery stores are closing for the year. The world is ending. The world is gone. And you're choosing Cheez-Its.
Yeah. In fact, you know what? I choose Cheez-Its for all three of mine. Eggs.
You would.
Eggs. I love eggs.
You would choose eggs, man? No,
actually, I'd choose chicken. Chickens. Live chickens.
They don't sell those at the grocery store, Kylie.
I'd go bargain with Kellen and Robbie to take like three of their chickens.
Now you're talking.
Okay.
That leaves an open spot at the grocery store, although I think this whole segment is dead at this point.
What's my third thing? Probably kombucha.
Oh my God. You can make that.
That's true. I'd choose a SCOBY, just like I'd choose a live chicken. Good thinking, honey.
No, you would need to choose the tea.
We have lots of tea. Okay, next question. Last question.
Okay.
Serious question.
You're really off the rails this whole podcast.
Wild card, babe.
I threw you off in the beginning, didn't I?
With the diaper?
With the diaper joke and the period and stuff?
Yeah. But that's okay.
Do I need to make an amends?
Not boring. No.
Okay.
It was funny. You made me laugh.
Okay.
Yeah. Everything's pretty much fair game between us.
Yeah. Most everything.
In fact, can I play you something?
Well, can you just answer ask the next question?
Sure.
So we can wrap this podcast up?
Sure. And then I'll play this. Okay. This question is for real. If, say, one of us gets the coronavirus any one person in a relationship.
Right.
We live together. We're self-isolating at home. What do we do in that situation?
Here's what I would do if you got coronavirus. I can tell you that.
Okay.
Is I would just stay right by your side.
So would you mentally prepare for, okay, here we go. Yeah. I'm going to get this. We're going to both have this.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Now, what if you're in a relationship, it's like two people in their late 60s? What do you do then? Do you get them help and send them to like an isolation zone and somewhere? Like, because they might be setting
Let me rephrase
setting
a little
those
bit.
Up soon.
I would listen to what the doctors and the nurses say to do, follow their recommendations.
Fair enough, because you're going to call once you get it.
Yeah, and if you're over 60 and you have a high chance of, or a higher, much higher chance of dying, I would say definitely isolate, separate.
Okay.
Isolate for sure, yeah.
Okay, cool.
What are you going to play? Is this a surprise?
I think I'd do the same, by the way. Like, all right, we're both in this together. This one time, you and I got the flu together, and it was like the bad flu, and it was
awful.
A year into dating?
Yeah.
We stayed in your little apartment in Everett and wrote it out together. Like, it got really bad, but it was like we were chilling and we were just isolating together, watching movies. That was pretty awesome. And that's never happened since. Now, one of us gets really sick and the other doesn't. And
yeah.
Then it flip-flops whenever.
Yeah, I want to go back.
You want to get it together?
Yeah, but that flu was bad. That was really bad.
That was like... Were you puking and diarrhea?
Yeah, and I had like 103 temperature for days.
Yeah.
Like it might have been a full week of that. It was bad, bad, bad. And I didn't go to the hospital. And I should have. I should have gone.
Oops.
But now you know. Okay. And knowing is half the battle. It's a G.I. Joe reference.
Oh.
G.I. Joe, the cartoons.
Nice pull.
Thank you. What do you have planned? What are you going on?
I just want you to hear something.
No, you didn't.
You can't play mine. It's way worse. Hold on, I got another one. I got another one.
Okay.
Stop. Sounds like a fucking hummingbird. It's so weird. All right. Well, to be fair, we were both sick in both those situations, and those are the only times we've ever snored in our
lives. And we learned something here on this podcast today. Mm. We learned that I snore normal, and you snore like a crazy person. Like a psychopath would snore. Like a weirdo.
Okay.
Hey, yeah. This has been a fun podcast.
Should we keep our listener question for next time?
Yeah, let's keep that for next time.
You got it, dude.
This has been a lot of fun. Appreciate you so much for listening. I appreciate you, honeybee.
I love you.
I love you, too. And thank you so much for listening. Please check us out on social media and rate us on the thing that you listen to podcasts on. Take care. Be safe out there.
Get some pumps in.
Bye.